In the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ochle behema ein ben mishum tikun kli. Rabbi Yehuda says that ochle behema is like animal food. So animals eat like soft things like straw and reeds and things like that. And so there's no problem of tikun kli. It means the person could take it lechachila and break it and use it for a toothpick. It's not a problem of tikun kli. Explain, since it's soft, something very soft, so they don't, it doesn't last. It's not something really. It's just, you know, you can use it for chad pami, you know, to pick your teeth, and then that's it. They're gone. So it's nothing lasting. Therefore, it's not a problem of tikun kli. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, "Ochle behemah kagon kash vali kanim ein be mishum tikun kli umutar liktom." You can break them, letaken kash, shibalim, b'shabbat, and you can use it for a toothpick. It's not a problem.
What about dental floss breaking?
Okay, eight of eight. Rav Kahana and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rav Kahana asked the kash on Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the Braisa, Metaltalin atse besamim lariach behem lanif behem lechole umalulam riach bo. So you can take atse besamim, like smelly types of wood, and to, you could move it. It's not mukta, and you can lanif, like to fan a sick person with them, and then you can also molulo umariach bo. You can take them and in your fingers and rub them in your fingers to get out the smell, and then you smell it. However, v'lo yiktemenu, you cannot cut it in order to smell it, l'riach bo, because that's and cutting these woods is tikkun kli. You're not allowed to do that. V'im k'tamo, and if you did, pat d'rav alaser. It's not an iser Torah, it's an iser d'rabanan. But since your kavana was not to make a kli, it was just the smell. However, lechatzos boshinav, if you cut it to use it as a toothpick, if you cut it to make a kli out of it, not only lo yiktamenu v'im k'tamo chayav chata. So mamash an iser deraisa to cut these woods in order to use it for your toothpick. So here we have a very strong kash on Rav Yehuda. Right here we have assuming these besamim include all types of wood, soft, not soft, so even soft wood, to cut for a toothpick is a nisr deraisa. And Rabbi Yehuda said, you can do a lechachila. So as a result, he comments, and he says, Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda answers back to Rav Kahana. He says, Hashta patra aval asr kakashli, chayev chatas mibaya. He says, you would have had a kasha on me if it would have been nisr derabanan. But now you have a bomb kasha on me because it's mamash a nisr deraisa. You're asking for me, saying what I'm saying is a nisr deraisa. So obviously I have to answer up to you. So he says, fine, I'll answer. Ella kitanya hi bekashim. You have to say, so I'll tell you that this price over here, atse besamim, is not talking about the soft pieces of wood. It's only talking about hard. And hard, I agree. My chiddush was only in something soft, which he says that we said is not going to be skayim or whatever. So that's okay to use. But hard, I agree with it. You're not allowed to do. And that price is talking about atse besamim, is talking about hard. I asked the Gemara, that's fair. Why? Because kashin b'nei melila ninu. It also said in the Braisa that you can take these atse besamim and rub it in your fingers to smell. So you can't rub hard things in your fingers. It must be something soft. So how can you say it's talking about something dafka hard? So he answers, in a chanami, you have to say, that the Braisa was written in short form. There's missing words there. And this is how you have to read the Braisa. Mololo, emuriachbo. You can rub it and smell it. Kot mo mariach bo, and you can even lichachila cut it, and in order to smell, you know, both kol shekain, both you can do. But medvar mewurim, but what? That's tafka barakim. That's tafka soft. This is where we're missing these missing words, right? But that's tafka when it's soft, you can do these things. You can even cut it. But aval b'kashin lo yiktemenu, you're not allowed to cut it. V'im k'tamo, and if you did, it's pater avalaser. It's an iser derabanan, because that's not the right sir, because it's only you didn't do it to make a kli out of it. You just did it to smell. But then the Braisa concludes, but if you lachtos b'shinav, lo yikti menu. But if you cut it to make a toothpick, which is making a kli, you're not allowed to do it. Again, v'im ktamo chayav chatas. Here you'd be chayav chatas. Titzi Rashi. Lahanif vantler v'shum hevla. Like you want the hevla, you want the air, so you do it on a chola. Umololo, you rub it, benet posav, let's see recho. You're rubbing your fingers to get out the smell. Velo yikti menu l'riechbo, you can't break it to smell it. When you break it, the smell comes out. So you're not allowed to do the gzera. It's a gzera because you might come to break it to make a cleat and to, as a toothpick. The hasam kli mashvile v'kaser derai. So now we're in the Torah. Patur de'eno l'shem kli, because if you're not doing it l'shem kli, the chayav chatos b'shabbos v'yeshati b'tzamim she'en ochle behema v'afilu hachi. Chayav, and that was a question, so we saw over here that even though there's some atzei b'tzamim which are soft or ochle behema, and still it says it's an Issur Torah. So Amar Leih, so he's the Rabbi Yehuda, said back to Rav Kahana, Ashta patur Rav Alaster kakasha. You're asking me a kasha, it would be a kasha on me if you would have brought me a brisa that chose b'nissur d'rabanan, because I said it's mutar l'chachila. Klomar tshuva gedola chazart l'shevin. You've asked me a big kasha. If it would be the Rabbanan even. If you would have found such a brisa, that even would be a big kasha on me. But shaniyom, could I say shaniyom mer mutar lechachila? But kol shekin sheveitali chayav chatas, chiyu chatas, kol shekin, you brought me a brisa, it's even an iser deraisa, what I'm saying is mutar. Aval ain a tshuva, but really it's not a kasha on me. The chitanya hi, batzei besamim, that are a kashim, shenamarim, because this price we're talking about dafka hard one. Okay, let's go on. So now the Gemara brings stira and prices. The guy by this din of breaking it to smell. Tani chada kotmo mariachbo. Okay, one price says you can break it in order to smell, even lechachila. And we'll see. The Rashi says kotmo mariachbo v'afilu lechachila. Shari, and because the truth is, according to this opinion, not only to smell, even to mamish make a kli, a toothpick you're allowed to, according to this. Ella, orcha de mil sanaka, chain derech rachin, letakno lachzos. Okay. So you're allowed to break it, and to smell it, and even to use it a toothpick. That's their number one braisa. V'tanya idach, we have another braisa, lo yikti menu l'riachbo. You're not allowed to break it, even to smell it. Well, of course you can't make it as a toothpick, that's for sure not, but even to smell it, you're not allowed to. Okay, so one bright says you can lechachila break it even for a toothpick, to make it clean. The other one says you can't do it at all, not even to smell. So it's a stira, what's the answer? Amar of Zera, Amar of Chista, lo kasha, ha b'rachin, ha b'kashin. It depends what type of, if there's hard or soft, like we were talking about before. Right, if it's soft, so then it's royal, it's like Michael Behema, like we said, and therefore you can look at Chila, break it for toothpick, whatever you want. And Ha, the other bright side that says you're not allowed to at all, is talking about their kashin, so therefore it's you're not allowed to break it to make a toothpick, because that's Mamash Nisitori, you're making a kli out of it, and you wouldn't even be allowed to use it for your to smell because of a gzera. Right, because if it would allow you to break it to smell, you might come to make it a kli. And since to make a kli out of a hard one is this a Torah, you can't even use it to smell because that might lead you to make to do an Issur Torah breaking it to make a kli. Okay, that's the end. So Gemara now asks on Rav Chista's explanation of this price. Matkifla Rav Acha Bar Yaakov v'kashi namaylo. Why can't we you break it in the hard one? Maishnami hadit nan shover adam chavis lechol mimenu grogros uvilvash lo yitzchaven lasos kli. Okay, we have a mishnah that tells us that you can, if you have a chavis like a barrel and it's covered with teeth like cement or whatever, and so you are allowed to break through to get at the figs that are inside. Okay, as long as you don't have kavana to make a kli. If you want to make a nice petach, a nice opening, I think so that's a problem of making a kli. This is like one of the sources for the whole Shiloh and Shabbos of opening bottle caps, things like that. This is the source for it. Okay, so you're allowed to make a hole just to take out the thing, but you're not allowed to make a nice petach. Okay. So, what do we see from here? We see from here there is no gzera that I shouldn't break through. Shema, I might come to make a nice petach. No, you can break through, and that's it. We're not worried that maybe you're going to come to make a nice petach, which would be an Isser Torah of Tikkun Kli. We don't worry about that. So therefore, that's where Kash over here. How come over here, we said by the hard wood, you can't break it to smell. Shema, you might break it to make a Kli, to make a toothpick out of it. What we see over here, we don't make such Kziras, that you might come to make it into a Kli. We see by the bear. That's the kasha. Ve'od, another kasha. Ha Rava, we first see from a Maisa. Ha Rava bar Rav Ada. Ve'ravin bar Rav Ada. De'amri Tarvayu, they both said. Ki Avina and Be'i Rav Yehuda. Excuse me, when we were by Rav Yehuda, on Yom Tov, we saw that Ha Mefashach V'yayv Lanalusa. He, stripped a branch from a big branch from a tree that was not attached to the ground anymore, but he, ripped it off. V'yayv Lanalusa. And he gave us these big sticks. Okay, afal gav the chazia lekatasa the nargave katine. So even though these branches, these sticks that he gave us, right, were really hard. They were able to be used for like an axe or a pick, handles for an axe or a pick. So they were obviously very hard. And yet we still broke it off and gave it to us. Okay, and we weren't worried that without, we see here, it wasn't goes there, even though it's something hard, we're not goes there that he might come to break it off to use to make a kli out of it. We see there's no gzera like that. Okay, so we see from the barrel before, we don't make a gzera, and also see from Mamash Amaisa that we did not say gzera that he might come to make a kli. Okay, so therefore it's a kasha and Rav Chista who explained that with kashin it's a drabanan because I might come to make a kli. We see the chafik. Okay, and so Gemara though lo kasha ha Rav Eliezer ha rabanan. One's the brisa that says you're not allowed to. There's more machmir. You can't because you might come to make a kli. That's Rav Eliezer. And Rav Yehuda that broke the branch or whatever, even though it could be used for an axe. That was Rabbanan. Now, what is Rabbi? What's the Chachamim? The Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. Now we're going to see the Braisa. The Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Amir, not allowed on Kesa Mishalafanav Lachtos Poshinav. That a person is allowed to take a little piece of wood that's in front of him to use as a toothpick, because everything around, even in his chater, whatever, even is all muchan. It's not mokta. Hachamim Amrim Lo Yitol. You should not take it because it's a tircha to gather these little things as for a person's das is not on it. Ella miavu shel behema, unless you can take it from the actual place where the animals are eating from, since that was already set aside for animal food, so you can take something like that to use as your toothpick. Okay, that's really not nogeya to us, but it's nogeya is what we're going to see now. Veshavim and Chachamim and Rabbi Yezer both agree shelo yiktimenu. Now you cannot use the piece of thing as a piece of wood or whatever as a toothpick. V'im k'tamo, and if you did break it, laktos bo shinav, to use a toothpick, v'liftoach bo delad, or to use it as the door stopper, or to open a door, rather, v'shogeg b'shabbos chayav chatas. If it was on Shabbos and you did it b'shogeg, it's chayav chatas, b'meizid b'yom tov, so v'ches arba'im, you did b'meizid yom tov, you get chayav malkas, adive Reb Eliezer. So we see, in other words, Reb Eliezer held that if you broke off this piece of wood to use as a kli, okay, like a toothpick, whatever, it's an iser deraisa. Or it's an iser deraisa. Vachamim or mim, no, echad ze, whether on Shabbos, echad ze on Yom Tov, eino ela mishum shvus. It's only a iser shvus, because you're only, by breaking it, it's only like the sheen way, the real way of making a kli. You would take a knife or whatever, a saw, whatever, you cut it. You're just breaking it. It's not really the normal way of doing it. It's like doing in kilachayad, and therefore it's an iser drabanan. Okay, so we have therefore the emachloikas. If when you would make a kli by breaking it, is that an iser deraisa? Or is that also only an iser drabanan? And that would answer our question. house, though. So Rabbi Eliezer, the Kamar Hasam, Rabbi Eliezer that says over there, by breaking it for your teeth is a deraisa, is kayav chatas. Therefore, over here, hacha, when you're breaking it to smell, it would be pater avalaser, right? We would make a gezerah derabanan, and that's the brisa, right? The brisa up above, we said that with kashin, hard things, right? You're not allowed to break it, even to smell, lest you come to make a kli. That fits in with Rabbi Eliezer that says that because if you would make a kli, Rabbi Nissa deraisa. Therefore, it makes sense to have a derabanan after the deraisa. We're afraid you're going to come to make a kli. That's an isidraisa. So therefore, you can't even break it, even though that's not making a kli. Shema, you might come to make a kli, because making a kli is an isidraisa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, when he broke the things and he gave it to them that can be used for an axe or whatever, and we weren't worried he's going to make a kli, that's chita of the rabbana. That hold it, even if you would make a kli, it's only the rabbana. So we're not going to, so breaking it for not purposes of making him a kli, we would not make a gezerah because you might come to make a kli, because you make a kli is a rabbana. So that would be like a gezerah, like a gezerah. Mela, therefore, it's not us. Okay, Rabbanan, the Kaamri Hasan, the Pater Aval Asr, even if you would make a kli, it's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, Hacha, Mutar L'Chachila, you're allowed to do it L'Chachila. Otherwise, it would be Gzera L'Gzera. To make a Gzera, you can't break it, because you might come to make a kli, and even make a kli is only the Rabbanan. So that would be Gzera L'Gzera. Therefore, it's Mutar L'Chachila. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to, he broke those things and gave it to them. The lately the Rabbi Eliezer had it non shover Adam as a chavis lechom imenu grogros the vachli kaven lasos kli. I Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold by. Well, what about that? We saw the other din with the barrel, right? That you can break it to get at the grogros. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer, we said he's machmir that making a kli is an iser deraisa, and therefore we would make a gzeirah, even when you're not making a kli, because you might make a kli. But we see that was not the case by the barrel. What, so he doesn't hold by the barrel? The barrel said, we're not worried you're going to make a kli. So Amar Rav Ashi, ki tanya hi b'mustiki. So he explained that it's talking about mustiki, that the chavit, not talking about a regular chavit, talking about a chavit that was once broken up. And then it was like pasted together with like sap from a tree or whatever. So it's a very, very weak barrel, right? So such a barrel, we're not worried that if you break it a little bit to get at the things, you're going to break it more and make a nice petach out of it. We're not worried that's going to happen. Since it's such a weak kli, it's just going to fall apart if you break it too much. So such a kli, only there they allow you to break it to get out at the figs. We're not worried that you're going to break it more because it would just fall apart. Okay, but if it would be a regular kli, nechanami, it would be regularly, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be aser to break it even a little bit. Shema, you might make a nice nice petach. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashi now. Kashina Milo. La riachvo mi gazer rabbanan kashem mitzkaven lekli atu mitzkaven. Is there such a gazera? Because you might come to make a kli. Batnan shover adam chavit megufa sheish ba begrogres veochel. You have like a kli that's covered and has inside the figs and fruit. Vilvad sheish lo itkaven liyafot hashvira. You're allowed to break through as long as you don't make a nice opening. Liyosba lepesh it's a hey od kli that it should be a kli. Habe mafshach, Rabbi Yehuda, we said he broke the branches and gave it to us. Ashbarayer balaz, kesha misaef biyado anafim meal gadol meitz gadol. If you rip off branches from a big tree, that's the lashon of mafshach, right? Kigami v'yeshav v'yefashcheni aseli geder b'sivos v'anfei atzayar sivos darki kadei shalo shelo eitzesh. I shouldn't go out. The derech shosin b'nei yarim. Shikorin ply sheets, whatever. Okay, I mean mafshach lan minat lushim. So he broke off these branches from these trees which are disattached from the ground. Alusa, he gave us these things alusa, which are these maklat gedolim, these big sticks. Kamo v'lo ba'alav lo baromach. That's a stick in Masechta Shabbos. V'afal gav dechazi lef katata denargi v'chatzini. Even though it could be used for axes and picks. Right, jehei kasher. Obviously, they're very strong. Veruila, so the menu based on you can use it as a handle. Lekardum, belief ula peso shikorin dulayer. Behu haya shovro l'riach. Okay, they actually broke them just to smell. Okay, but they could have been, you know, they're very strong, they could have been used as a handle. So he did it, and he wasn't gozer that he might come to make a kli out of it. Lo yito ela mina avu shobeim, this was the braisa that we saw, that the Rabbanan said you can't take the little sticks to use except from the food trough of an animal. The davar roi lachila muchan l'chol torach. Since it's already in the trough for the animals, then already it's food for animals. You can use it for whatever you want. Aval eitzim hoyel d'vadarkan l'davar asur. But wood, which is generally used for something asur, could go and lasot kelim to make kelim out of it. Lo hitir l'taltalan. You can't move them el asaka unless it's for heating. Lo yikti menu akisim kar. We're talking about the little pieces of wood. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, whether on Shabbat or Yom Tov, echad Shabbat echad Yom Tov, ein ela mishum shvus. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. Diktima tikun kachal yadu, because breaking in general, even if you're making a kli, according to shita, is only kilachal yad. It's only like with a shinui. V'lo tikun malyu, it's not a real tikun. Elim kein machatko mamachko b'tzak. Unless your mamas use like a knife and cut it properly. V'hashta kamahadu litirutei kushe d'eliel. Now we're answering the kasha we had before. That which we said before, that with something which is hard, you can't break it even to smell. That's Reb Eliezer. That's Shitas Reb Eliezer. That holds that if you make a kli, that would be Nisr Torah. So therefore, there's a makom to say to Asur is Gzir Drabana, not even to smell, but you might come to make a kli. So Haka Gabi Kotem Lariach, Pata Reb Eliezer, Gzir Hashem Ayakti Menu Kli. You can't even do it to smell, break it to smell, lest I come to break it in order to make a kli. The had Rav Yehuda and the Mefashach Lariach, Kerabana and Damri Bekotem Lekli Pater Rav Alasa. And that which Rav Yehuda did break the branch in order to smell, that's because he held that even if you would make a kli, it would be only be a Pater Rav Alasa. Hach Lariach Mata Lechachila, because otherwise it would be a Gezer LeGezer. V'leisli Rav Eliezer V'chulei V'ha'hacha D'chim Yitzchav V'lasa Kli. But what about with the barrel with the figs inside? Here, if I would meet kaven lasot kli, ikachiyu v'deraisa kol Reb Eliezer, that would be an answer Torah to make a nice petah. So it should be asur even to break through. Shem, I might come to do that. B'chilom iskaven lo gazir rabbanan kli. Yet we see the rabbanan did not make gzir. So we answered ki tanya hid and it's mutar b'mustaki chavit shvura. It's a broken kli. Shemadamkin shivareh b'sraf shel eitz. Zekorin shaf. That again with a broken kli that I stuck together the pieces again with. Like the sap of a tree. I mean, that's what the shaf sap. Maybe. Right? So, simei menu zefet, that they use, they make a tar out of it. V'korino to raishinya. V'recho domel l'reach levona. Smells like levona. V'loshon aravi. It's korino to mustiki. U'medabkin bo karot keres. Nishbarim. They stick together these broken pieces of pottery, whatever. So, kach amar li Rabbi Shmuel hamechuna chasi min bar bash. Or Bashta, the Kevan, the Re'ua, since it's very weak, this kli, it was already patched up. So, Leika Lemigzar Bash, Lo Yitzavim Lassos Kli. So, we're not worried that he's going to, you know, break more and make a nice kli out of it because it's going to fall apart. So, therefore, that's why it was okay. Okay, let's continue. We said in the Mishnah, Umezgabe Mina Chatzer. So, we said that Shitas Reb Eliezer, you're allowed to collect the pieces of wood even from the Chatzer. Tan Rabbanan, Brisa says, Megavev mina chatzer, you can gather pieces of wood from the chatzer, umadli can use it as a for your fire. Shekomash v'chatzer muchanu, because everything in the chatzer, his das is on, is fine. V'vad shalo yaseh tziburin tziburin, as long as you don't make piles, we're going to see why shortly, well, you can't make piles in of them though. V'Rabbi Shimon Matir, he even allows you to make piles. The Maika, Miflugi, what are they arguing about? Marsavar, Tanakama says that you're not allowed to make piles. They say because it's mechaze to kamechanef lemachar, liyom achrina. Because it looks as if he's gathering for a long, like to have for a long time, not just to use right now. And therefore it's asr because of uvda the chol, they say. Marsavar, and Rabbi Shimon that said it's okay, is because kederaso muchacha to love, because of the fact that he has his pot there on the stove, so people can see that he's making, gathering these things in order to use for his pot, for now, for Yom Tov, and not worried, I don't think it looks like he's using it for another time. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Ein motzi nesa'ur, you can't make, start a new fire on Shabbat, light a fire. my time, why are you not allowed to make a new fire in Yontov? Mishum nekamoli aviyontov, because you're making a something new on giving birth literally to something new on Yontov. And that's an isser of banan, because it's like you're doing like a new malacha. Okay, let's do this next little piece. It's really, you know, get to tomorrow's. So we'll just set it. It's a little things that get to start for tomorrow. It says vein malabdi mentarafim. So we said at the end of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to, remember, heat up tiles to put on your grate, you know, so your fish shouldn't burn. So you right, you're not allowed to do that. Now, so it says the Asa Gemara, my kavi. Right, what is he doing by heating up these tiles? So the Gemara answers, "Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachar Berafim Chadashim Askinan." We're talking about Nechanami. Normally, no big deal. You heat up some tiles, but here we're talking about brand new tiles. Okay, and the problem is Mipnei Tarich Lebadkan, because new tiles, once they're heated, some of them, when they get heated, because you never heated them before, sometimes when you heat them, they break, they explode. Okay, so first opinion says, so the problem here is I'm going to heat it up in order to use, I could be, when I heat it up, they're going to break, and then it ended up, therefore they heat it up for no reason, so well, sorry, because they ended up breaking. Okay, because you don't know, an old one, I have experience, they didn't break, they're good, they're strong, I can heat them up. But this, since they might break, and ended up heated for nothing, that's why you can't use new ones. But Amrilan, some say, it's a different reason. Because new tiles, you have to put them into like the kiln or whatever, to heat them up, to make them strong. Okay, so even though that's not my kavana over here, I'm just heating them up to use or whatever, but since Lamaisa, brand new tiles do get strong when you heat them up, for the first time, and that's what I'm doing now, heating them up for the first time, I'm ending up like tikkun kli, like I'm making a strong tile, and then that's the problem here. Look at see Rashi. Tarich lebad kamim yuchu lekabel, the girsa libunan, to see if they could accept a lot of heat. Hilkak v'yontav lo, you're not allowed to, deal mapakin, it might explode, v'eshtach tatar, shalotach, ends up, you were metriach yourself doing this for no reason, because it was broken yet. When others say, because you have to make them, lakshosim, to make them strong. The hesek rishon, the first time you heat them, heimit chaskim et kashim, they get strong. Therefore, hilkach apagav l'tzorech yontav nami, who even though really you need it also now, for yontav dav tzolim, you're using it to roast on, still, miyu kevan de behesek zeh nasek li, that's the way, so you are becoming a kli now, for tzolim.